This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, February 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. McGuire's new Senate chairs. Butterfly decline worries ag groups, and immigration reform chances come and go. McGuire names Senate chairs. Capping his first week as President Pro Tem, Senator Mike McGuire of Harrisburg switched up leadership in the upper branch of the legislature. Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco will chair the Budget Committee. Wiener often champions ambitious and potentially costly legislation like his bill on corporate climate accountability. Senator Anna Caballero of Merced, a former ag chair and moderate Democrat, will oversee appropriations. The powerful position offers the chance to slip her own measures through the fiscal gauntlet, which could work well if she decides to follow up on her citizenship program for farm workers. Senator Angelique Ashby of Sacramento will chair the Business, Professions, and Economic Development Committee. Ashby made the name for herself in the water world in her first legislative session last year for proposing aggressive goals for groundwater recharge. She has also joined McGuire's leadership team as assistant majority leader. For majority leader, McGuire picked Senator Lena Gonzalez of Long Beach. She stood at opposite ends of farm and business groups last year for her bill to expand paid sick leave, which Governor Newsom signed into law. Another ban on plastic bags. Lawmakers yesterday filed two bills to eliminate plastic bags in grocery stores by 2026. A decade ago, California banned single-use plastic bags. The new legislation would go further by targeting reusable plastic bags. The California Grocers Association and several environmental groups are backing the measures. Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan of Orinda charged that these insidious relics are still despoiling ecosystems. Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica, who previously tackled single-use plastic bags, argued California has lost its lead to states with more aggressive bans. Republican pitches hopes to cut electric bills by 30%. Assemblymember Joe Patterson of Rockland is frustrated over California's out-of-control electricity bills. He has authored a measure directing the Public Utilities Commission to slash rates by a third. Patterson noted that rates are double the national average, costing residents an extra $1,000 a year. He said the cost has squeezed Californians to a breaking point. But the issue runs across party lines. Representative Josh Harder of Tracy is vowing to keep PG&E in check if the state is unwilling to do so. He blasted North Carolina Utility for making three requests to increase rates in recent months. Harder was channeling outrage from constituents who saw a noticeable bump in their bills in January after CPUC approved a record increase in November. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Immigration reform chances come and go. Republicans have passed one of the best chances they may have for some time to address immigration reform, according to Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota. Cramer reminded reporters yesterday that then-President Donald Trump couldn't get a deal through Congress that also included a path to citizenship for some illegal immigrants, as well as border security. Senate Republicans just scuttled a bipartisan compromise that was primarily focused on securing the border. Critics of the deal, released on Sunday, said it was riddled with loopholes. Cramer had warned in January that the deal could be in trouble because it would be seen as helping President Biden's reelection. these moments come and go. And I don't know that we'll ever have the language we have had this time, Kramer told reporters. It comes down to what price are you willing to pay for your solution. There just wasn't the political will to do that this time. The kicker? Well, I don't know what scenario it would take to fix the border or even more complicated immigration policy in general, Kramer said. Now keep in mind, the border security compromise, which would have tightened the asylum process, omitted many of the issues that have vexed negotiators in recent years, including Dreamers and ag labor reforms. Ag labor reform will likely remain in limbo while the border issues remain unsolved. Monarch decline has ag and enviros concerned. Ag groups are worried a decline in western monarch butterfly overwintering numbers could prompt the Fish and Wildlife Service to issue an emergency listing under the Endangered Species Act. The Xerces Society, which helps conduct the count on habitat in Mexico, estimated there were 233,394 monarchs, a 30% decrease from last year. Contacted by AgriPulse, Xerces' Western Monarch lead, Emma Pelton, said the group is, quote, deeply concerned about the vulnerability and fate of the migratory monarch butterfly, and we must all act to save this incredible phenomenon. Now take note, FWS is scheduled to announce a listing decision by September 30th under a court settlement. Almond Alliance President and CEO Aubrey Betancourt says in a statement that, quote, all of California's farms, orchards, growers, and families will feel the impacts under the restrictions that would be triggered by a listing, severely impacting our ability to work with the FWS to support our monarchs and pollinators while producing healthy goods found in household kitchens worldwide. Democrats chided for lack of farm bill funding ideas. A top Republican of the House Ag Committee says he's glad to see the panel's Democrats laying out their priorities. But Minnesota Representative Brad Finstead, he chairs the subcommittee that oversees nutrition assistance programs, he's chiding Democrats for failing to say how they would pay for increased spending in a new farm bill. He told the AgriPulse newsmakers, you can't just say you want everything, but you're not willing to say how you want to pay for anything. House Ag Democrats released a position paper this week that makes clear they oppose any cuts in projected nutrition assistance spending or Inflation Reduction Act funding to pay for boosting commodity programs or addressing other parts of the farm bill. Democrats say it's up to the House GOP leadership to find new money for a farm bill. Finstead defends the GOP proposal to save $30 billion over 10 years by restricting the way USDA updates the economic model known as the Thrifty Food Plan that's used to set SNAP benefits. Republicans are, quote, putting our money where our mouth is and looking at the Thrifty Food Plan, Finstead says. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I'm hoping that Sunday will be National 49ers Win the Super Bowl Day. That's Assemblymember Jim Wood of Santa Rosa. He attempted to broker a friendly wager with his Republican counterpart in Missouri, Speaker Pro Tem Mike Henderson. Wood hasn't turned back. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, February 9th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.